The Syracuse City School District resumes in-person learning this week after weeks of remote learning. WAER's Ben Schiller reports some residents are pushing back against this decision.
Who deserves safe schools? We all deserve safe schools.
More than a dozen residents stood in front of the Syracuse City School District headquarters on Friday evening to protest the district's decision to reopen public schools on Monday, October 5th. Teachers and parents have concerns over COVID-19 health risks and learning disparities. The Democratic Socialist Association of Syracuse organized a demonstration to support their members and allies who work in the school district or local health offices. The protesters held up homemade signs and chanted alongside Harrison Street in hopes of gaining community support. One of the protesters is Jason Bennett, a science teacher at Nottingham High School in Syracuse, who feels nervous about returning to his classroom on Monday.
It doesn't seem like a possible task to keep everybody safe. I do feel a little bit scared.
While Bennett's colleagues are also scared about returning to the classroom, the physics teacher mentions the school's administration and the district have enough regulations in place to protect vulnerable staff members and students.
We are socially distant and we're wearing our masks and trying to stay as separated as possible. There's lots of cleaning equipment, and I think the district has done a lot.
Bennett shares that half of his students for the fall will not be returning to the classroom and will continue their academic endeavors online. Bennett fears that the school district will not have enough personal protection equipment to mitigate coronavirus spread in the classrooms. District Superintendent Jaime Alasea announced the schools purchased thousands of air purifiers to put two in each classroom in order to purify air from virus particles. Each desk also has a plexiglass screen on three sides to limit any spread of expelled breath that could carry the coronavirus. Bennett isn't the only teacher who is fearful of in-person learning at the local city schools. Joshua King, a teacher who quit his job at the beginning of the pandemic, believes the hybrid learning plans dependent on online instruction will not benefit students from low-income families.
We're currently still trying to put technology into the hands of students that absolutely need it. We have a whole bunch of families who essentially are now back to work with students who are unsupervised and unnourished and completely unengaged.
King shares that he sat in on several virtual classes within the past few weeks and finds it heartbreaking to see students and teachers struggling with virtual courses. Teachers aren't the only ones scared about the return to in-person instruction. DSA co-chair and health professional Jeanette Zuckler alludes that most parents fear the possibility of community spread in classroom settings. The mother of seven, whose children are grown, believes that the hybrid learning schedule the district is promoting will collapse in a matter of months. She believes that it will be too confusing for younger children and parents to remember which days of the week they are online and to go in person. The DSA is planning to keep protests going during the upcoming week, including Monday when Syracuse schools are planning to invite students back into classrooms for the first time this semester.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.